This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado teens are growing increasingly aware of the health dangers of vaping, smoking, electronic cigarettes. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
A new survey from the state health department finds 7 in 10 high schoolers are aware of those risks, which include respiratory problems and long-term addiction to nicotine. 18-year-old Hallie Kemmer, who graduated from Littleton's Chatfield High, says being aware of the risks doesn't stop many teens.
It doesn't surprise me because it's so like normal for like everybody to vape.
The survey finds a quarter of Colorado high schoolers said they'd vaped in the last month. 2 years ago, results from the same survey put Colorado teens at number one in the country for teen vaping. The national figures haven't yet been released. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals has overturned a decision that ended with the deportation of a Colorado man for drug possession. CPR's Paulo Chalceta has more.
3 years ago, Everett Johnson, a citizen of the Bahamas and a permanent resident of the U.S., was deported after a drug conviction. He appealed to the 10th Circuit, which ruled this week that the conviction is not a deportable offense. Johnson's lawyer, Hans Meyer, says the impact of this ruling could be immense.
So the implications of that are that there may be some people who had their green cards taken from them, which turned out to be unlawful. They weren't actually deportable.
Gruber says he will be helping Johnson return home under the new ruling and reunite with his family. I'm Paula Shalsta, CPR News.
It's 82 in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.